Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Colin Shatler, mayoral candidate for the upcoming municipal election for the municipality of Blaine-Sablanc. Keep in mind that advance polling will be held on October 23rd from noon to 8 p.m., and regular polling day will be on October 30th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hi, Colin. Thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Abigail, and thank you for giving me the chance to speak to the people of Blaine-Sablanc, Lords of Blaine-Sablanc, and Brad-Or.
So, Colin, would you begin by telling us what will be your main focus points if elected as mayor on October 30th, and what will be the first municipal issue that you hope to address?
Well, being that I've been the acting mayor of Blaine-Sablanc now for the last 7 or 8 months, I got a good grasp on what's going on, and probably the first thing that everyone needs fixed and what everyone wants to know is the Beauséjour, so that's at the top of my list there. We do have a counselor that's helping me out with this now, and that's Madame Joanne Baudouin, but definitely is going to be at the top of the list to try to get some answers on it. It's looking better than it did, but we still got nothing firm yet, so that's going to be the first thing. Second is land development. Everyone is looking for lands around here, and most everyone is waiting on Point of Pot to see if we're going to be able to develop down there. So we did get some information back from MRC just last week, actually. So now we're going through this file, and hopefully it's either going to be a yes or a no very soon. And if not, well, then we're going to move to a different part of the village to try to develop. Third, if I had a dollar for every time in the last month people have been asking me about where's the recycling containers, I'd be a rich man. So that's going to be, I think they're coming in shortly, but that's something else I want to work on to see if we can get that guaranteed where there's going to be no gaps going out throughout the year like we just had for the last month and a half. Another project that we got coming up is digital road signs for the entry between entry on each side of each village, like you see down in Labrador. So the girls down in the office did go out and get a few quotes for us. So that's one thing that we're definitely going to try to pass in our budget coming up there in October, November. There's also the second phase of Wanda's Trail up at the lookout there between Longpoint and Brad-Or for the lights. So that's something that's we're trying to get go ahead to add more lights to the trail. And the gym equipment, that famous gym equipment that was purchased at the end of the last council. So we do have another lead on that, where there's a lady in the town who's trying to find a place to put this equipment. So it's pretty much our last-ditch effort. If this falls through, we do have a buyer who's willing to purchase equipment for the same money that we bought it for, so the municipality wouldn't lose anything. And I guess the last thing is the arena. After the meeting last week or the week before last there, they asked the municipality to get involved and try to negotiate with Hydro for a better rate so that their Hydro bills can come down. And I'm working on that now. They just handed over all the files to the municipality. So we're working on that now to try to negotiate with Hydro through the MRC to try to get a better rate for them.
So Colin, you mentioned development potentials. Would you like to elaborate a little more about what you see for the future of the municipality of Blaine-Sablanc?
Well, I guess it's the biggest thing that's been going on here. Well, I'm down here 20 years, and you always hear us talk of the sewer, the second phase of the sewer, and I know everyone's going to be skeptical when I say it, but we're at the stage now where we're past the study phase. We have our study done, and so now we got to move on and get the plans drawn so that we can go on tender. The last estimate that we had from the guy who did the study said if everything goes good, you should be ready to go out on tender in 2024, 2025. So with that in the sewer is going to be upgrade to our roads too. So all the roads like down Sheffer Street where the roads are just awful there, that'll be all upgraded with new pave. And there'll be sections of new water line upgraded too. So that's going to be a big development for our municipality. And that's something where us as a mayor, the mayor and us as a council will have to go out and find money so that the section that we're obligated to pay, the government will cover some, but not all. But we have to go out and find the money to cover our section too, so that it'll be zero for the taxpayers for the rest of the new sewer. And then I also got in the back of my head there a long-term recycling plan. So to try to, instead of just having their containers of air and just shipping it out, try to get a long-term recycling plan where we can actually employ one or two people and do something like they were doing in Lanceloo here, where Lanceloo is closed down now.